This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
All right, more on this New Zealand shooting, the mosque shooting. Liberals love it. They love this story. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Liberals love the idea that this mosque was shot up, that all these poor Muslims were killed. And man, let me tell you something. Here's what you can Google this. Google Muslims killed. And you know what you're going to find? You're going to find Muslims killing Muslims more than anybody. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. That's what you'll find. You're not going to find, Christians are out, purging Muslims. There is not a single story on 120 Christians killed by Nigerians, Nigerian Muslims killing Christians. Not a single story. Go Google it and see how much you find about that. Google Muslims killing Christians and find out what you see about that. There's a website called religionofpeace.com that documents all the Muslim killing across the country. Muslims killing Muslims, Muslims killing Christians, etc. Go look at anything related to Christians or Jews killing Muslims anywhere in the world, and then give me a number. And let me tell you what will happen. It won't even amount to the number of people killed at Pulse Nightclub. That's right. But in response to this, it's really funny. New Zealand says they're going to ban their guns after the shooting. Yeah, that's what did it. It was the gun. That's the knee-jerk response. Way to go, New Zealand. Then it went further. They say you'll go to prison for 10 years for having a copy of the video of this man gunning down these people. For having a video. They don't want you to see it. It's that disturbing. You know, why would you want to deal with that reality? It reminds me of that stupid show that Sylvester Stallone and Wesley Snipes made where it was the future. And Wesley Snipes was a heinous criminal who got out. And the world was so utopian. When this guy got out and started killing people, the cops didn't even know what to do. They were like, if we're not getting cats out of trees, what do we do? Liberals believe they can make things so Pollyanna for us that we're all just going to get along. There's not going to be any bad people. As far as New Zealand is concerned, if this guy hadn't had a gun, he would have been. They could have prevented it. I mean, these people are delusional. They forget 3D printers. Forget, I don't know what the next thing is going to be, a laser. I mean, I want you to imagine, you guys, I don't know if you know much about laser technology, but there are some very powerful lasers. They can put a beam of light to the point where it just cuts across, steel. It can cut steel. It can do serious damage. And it can do it room to, in other words, I can point a laser in a single direction and poke holes in enough people to kill them for quite a distance. So I want you to imagine a room full of people, and I take this high-powered laser. I mean, it obviously doesn't exist in a handheld device, but we're getting there. So I take a high-powered laser, and I just zzz across the room, and I just cut the room in half. And I could kill 1,000 people in just a flick of my wrist. What are you going to say next? How do my guns compare to that? My automatic rifle compare to that light beam? Yeah, exactly. Crazy. Dinesh D'Souza tweeted, any act of terror is evil. But if a Muslim guy shoots up a church in New Zealand, it would not be news here. The media is going crazy over the mosque attack for one reason. It fits their narrative. Muslims are good. White men are bad. So part of the story here is how fake news is made. And he's exactly right. It's the same thing whether it's black cop shoots white man or white cop shoots black man. Same difference. When a black cop shoots somebody, and even black, It's not even news. If a white cop shoots a dude who's firing at him, let me tell you, it better be on camera. And it better be multiple angles. That's the way it works. We still live in this fake news arena. And until we understand, we conservatives, we free thinkers understand that, yes, it is a tragedy. Let me tell you something. I saw the video. I am appalled that someone would go into a mosque and shoot up those folks. Innocent people practicing their religion, whatever that religion is. They were not threatening or doing anything. I am appalled by that. I don't need to know anything about this lunatic. But the left needs to know, because if it was a Muslim doing it, that's one way to handle it. I would be equally appalled if a Muslim shot up a mosque. Maybe it was mad at a guy for doing something with his wife. Who knows? Whatever the reason. I would be mad if a Christian did it. I would be mad if the person was black, white, midget, gay, straight, whatever. I would be equally outraged. They're not. They have to know, is it a white guy? They then want to know, is he a liberal or a conservative? They were so praying for a conservative. Please say the guy was wearing a MAGA hat and was a pro-Trump guy. Maybe it was the same white dude that was beating up on Jussie Smollett. Please tell me this. Because if they could believe in that lie, then things were, can you imagine if this guy wore a MAGA hat and went and shot up a mosque? What would be the thing? I would be just as outraged. There is no level of outrage you can give me that's going to make it worse for me. Nothing. Or you either. If the guy was wearing an Obama shirt, I wouldn't be like, oh, look, he was wearing an Obama shirt. As far as I'm concerned, the guy is an Obama supporter. I mean, that's who shoots up mosques. That's who shoots up churches. That's who shoots up movie theaters and college campuses and a host of other gay nightclubs. It isn't us conservatives. So I feel like they're all Obama bots of one form or another. And occasionally you'll get some idiot conservative that'll do something that's off his rocker. But for the most part, all this crime is being created by them. But they don't care. They ignore it. It's on them. It's not on us. Fake news. Promoting a narrative, because that's what the left is good at. And let me tell you, there, you could put two or three spins on this that would make this story so much bigger. They still want to blow it up, make it bigger than life. But you could make it so much bigger, making the guy a Trump supporter, making the guy a conservative. You know, and maybe he says something anti-Muslim, anti-black, anti-woman, whatever. You can really blow the story up, because that's what the left likes. They like to blow it up, make more chaos out of stuff. Anyway, folks, we got a lot to talk about. AOC's popularity and Trump and the Madonna.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats love their shiny objects, boy, especially when the shiny object is an object of color. Remember how they just fawned over Obama, man? This light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect at the 2004 Democrat convention looked like he was wearing makeup. I mean, so wet behind the ears, this guy hadn't had enough experience in politics. Really not even enough experience in life, and certainly not enough experience to be an American congressman and a senator and ultimately president. But they canonize him because he's a shiny object. I mean, like he was just rubbed in Vaseline and everybody got to just, lay hands on him. Or for you white folks, that's like putting on some suntan lotion, okay? That's what he was like for them. The leftists love this dude. He had the look. He had the style. He couldn't back it up. Couldn't back up a thing. One of the dumbest guys on the planet. Makes Ocasio-Cortez look rather professorial. But they loved him. Dumb. Easily led. Told what to do. He did it. And towards the end, he started trying to, y'all can't just tell me everything. I can do some things on my own. Yeah. Let me put on my own shirt here. You know, but whatever he did, he tried to get a little bit at the end, but nothing. And now you got Ocasio-Cortez comes along and wins by accident. And the Democrats see it as she put a punch. She lit a fire under us. Man, she put some spirit back into the Democratic Party. Really? In as much as Jussie Smollett did, right? I mean, the spirit in the Democratic Party is this girl winning an election and getting a casting at a cattle. It was a casting call for somebody to run. She won the casting call. It's like a reality TV show. She becomes congressman and then takes all these radical ideas and goes to work. And the Democrats pretend as if they like her. They're setting her up, but they pretend that they like her. So I'd like to mansplain things for the leftists, because, you know, there are no men on the left, so they need guys like me to come in and explain things to them so that they understand it. And the real world of Ocasio-Cortez, and here's what I want to do in explaining her. I want to do it in a 1 to 10, right? Because that's how we guys do things. We're like, she's a 6, or she's a 7.3, you know, things like that. So, and in explaining it that way, and I'm doing this for Democrats. You see a cute woman at a bar. I'm saying you're a dude, not a lesbian. You're a dude. You see a cute woman at a bar, and you decide to engage. You're going to go over, and your role is to say something clever because you want to get her attention. Now, I'm not implying that Ocasio-Cortez is cute. Some people think she is. I think she, to me, she looks like a donkey, especially when she smiles, big old teeth. But anyway, that's all, neither here nor there, because some people may like her. Some people may think she's cute. I'm not bursting, you know, your bubble. Think as you will. But anyway, you see a cute girl that you think is cute, and you go over to engage, and your role is to say something clever or attention-getting and things like this. So she goes, oh, this person is interesting. This man is interesting. So let's say you want to compliment her shoes. Because I've told my sons, if you really want to have a conversation with a woman, compliment her shoes. It doesn't matter whether she got them at Kmart or she got Jimmy Choo's from Neiman Marcus. She's going to go, oh, thank you. You know, because she wants to feel good about her shoes, ergo her feet. Her feet could be jacked up inside of those shoes. But she wants to believe that they're the prettiest feet on the planet. So compliment her shoes. The problem is, she's wearing Birkenstocks. So you can't compliment her shoes when she's wearing clogs. It's like, I really like you. Well, you got to find something else, right? So then you go, well, she's got interesting eyes, right? So you say, you're about to compliment her interesting eyes, and then she opens up her big, fat leftist mouth, right? Somehow the drink you ordered contributes to climate change or something. Oh, you getting ice in your drink. You do know that they have to use electricity to make ice, and that ice in your drink is really... I should have gotten it neat, huh? You know how much oil it takes to make one shot of Jack Daniels? So she goes from, I don't know, let's say a 7 to a 2. Because you were over there feeling good. She got your attention. You know, you're going to have a conversation. You compliment her eyes and she tears apart your drink. What is that? A black Russian? Donald Trump? I knew there was something about you. And such is the case with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Because you see, people were enthralled with her. For whatever reason, the fact that she could gather news, garner attention, that makes people take notice. Even you have taken notice, and you've made assessments. You may, oh, she's stupid. I mean, that's kind of a stupid comment, but she's cute. I mean, I can see how she's getting people's attention. You start the rationalization process of saying, well, you know, I don't know, Kevin. You know, people do listen to her. And you start giving me all these excuses for not being a conservative, and it makes me want to grab you by your neck and slap you around a little bit, but I won't do it this time. I'm going to forgive you for now, but just for now. See, I'm not the only one who sees Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, for what she is, which is a fake, a fraud, a tool of the left, and it's a tool that's backfired. They will moonwalk on her carcass soon. National Review wrote this, Representative AOC, they put her name out there, has become a household name since her stunning primary win last summer. But her popularity has not kept up with her newfound fame. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about popularity. Q scores is what they call it in Hollywood. How many people know you? How many people want to be you? How many people want to get with you? That kind of thing, right? Anyway, in September, just after she burst onto the national scene by ousting 10-term incumbent Joe Crowley in the Democratic Party in New York's 14th District, about half of American adults either did not recognize her name or had no opinion of her. It's a Gallup poll released last Friday. By this month, only 29% said the same. In the interim, as the number of Americans forming opinions about the 29-year-old lawmaker has grown, her net favorability rankings have declined. Where in September, 24% of respondents reviewed her favorably, 26% reviewed her unfavorably. Today, 31% view her favorably, and 41% view her unfavorably. So her unfavorables are growing faster than her favorables. They said, it remains to be seen whether the drop in net favorability will affect Ocasio-Cortez's ambitious policy goals, including her Green New Deal, which is a plan to address climate change. The plan has excited the Democrat grassroots, but it has also been derided by many as unrealistic. President Trump panned the plan as socialist, compared it to a high school term paper that got a low mark. Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it the Green Dream. So here's where we are here, folks. Where I'm announcing to you that AOC is on her decline. I know people are scared and they think she's actually going to, you know, things are going to increase. She's going to, you know, Kevin, could she blow up? Is she going to become the next J-Lo? By the way, she got married, she got engaged to Rodriguez. He gave her a big fat ring that they say is so big it looks fake. There is such thing as your diamond being too big, ladies, just FYI. That's a shout out to the guy so you don't have to spend as much money as you were planning. Anyway, this is the beginning of the end for Ocasio-Cortez. It's going to take some time, but I'm telling you, this trend will continue because she is dumb. And Democrats love putting all the eggs in the basket of the dumb. And what did it do with Barack Obama?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Turkish man was captured Monday hours after he was identified as a suspect who allegedly gunned down three people and wounded several others on a Netherlands tram in an apparent terrorist attack. The man was known to authorities and on terrorist watch lists. Flooding in the Midwest has forced hundreds of people from their homes and claimed the lives of at least three people. The governors of Iowa, Nebraska, and Wisconsin all have declared states of emergency. Heavy rain and melting snow are swelling the Missouri River out of its banks in Nebraska and Iowa. Bob Stubby of the Omaha Public Works Department has a reminder for people.
Hopefully, people understand with the quantity of water that's coming down the Missouri River that you stay out of the water.
Speaking in Washington on Monday, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said that her department may have been founded to combat terrorism, but its mission is also shifting to confront emerging online threats. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
President Trump will veto the Senate and implement national security on the border, get the military building the wall, and so on and so forth. He's also trying to get a budget across. It's going to give him $8.6 billion for the wall. I don't know how much wall that'll build. Personally, would say ask for $100 billion, come in under budget, on time and under budget, and leave it at that. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We are so fortunate, folks, so fortunate to have someone willing to get stand in front and take the bullets. I'm not going to tell you Trump's Superman because he can be hurt, but they're having a tough time figuring out how to do it. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Democrats have the one thing that binds them together. You know what it is. You want to all say it together? Their hatred of us, right? They hate conservatism. They hate what we stand for because we show them the glaring faults in their own thought processes, their own system of, you know, whatever, whether it's, morality or ethics or whatever. They know what's right and wrong. They really do. But they've come up in a system that says you can rationalize and do whatever you want. And then here we come along looking goody two shoes, you know, with our Bibles in our hands, thumping them, talking about fire and brimstone and all these other things. That's the way they want to see us. We don't do that. We're not that sanctimonious, but they want to believe that we are because then it rationalizes their hatred. Oh, you're so sanctimonious. Look at you making this, you know, you're over there judging me. How can you judge me? And you go, I don't care what you do. You have friends. Let me tell you something, conservatives. I'm going to give you a little dirt on yourselves, okay? On all of us. You have friends that do drugs. You have friends that had abortions. You have friends that have screwed around in their marriages. You have friends that lie. You have friends that cheat on their taxes. You have friends that do all these things that are bad. But let me tell you what the difference is. You have a core value system that makes you understand it's not right, and you accept your friends for their frailties and their flaws. Why? Because you have yours. And that's what friends do. But what you try to do, this is why there are things like the men's ministry in church or the women's ministry or, you know, empty nesters, all these different groups in churches that build you up. Because let me tell you what makes you stop doing bad things is when you have a group of people that you go, okay, these group of people would not be happy if they knew I was doing dirty in my marriage or whatever, right? These group of people would not be happy if they knew that I was cheating in this area or I did this to get ahead. So while you have those tendencies, because let's face it, the devil is good. The devil is good at what he do. While you have those tendencies to succumb to, you know, carnal pleasures and all these other things, the things that give you what you believe to be earthly pleasure. It is people around you who make you think about it and make it a societal thing. If you were left to yourself and there was no accountability to self, if you were a man on an island and you could do whatever you want, who knows what you'd do, right? You're the king of the island. You're the king of the beast, whatever. But when there's a societal thing that says, hey, wait a minute, come on, Kev, your friends that are going, you build your value propositions with those people. The problem with Democrats is they're around a group of scoundrels. It is honor among thieves. They don't care whether they're screwing each other's wives, girlfriends, pups, you know, pets. It doesn't matter. You have a sex robot? No problem. I got two. And, you know, and they want it to be normal. They want you to think of these things as normal. And so when you live in that kind of a crazy, dysfunctional world, everything that brings a sense of normality back to it is evil. It's bad. You're trying to destroy this very self-indulgent life that I built for myself, that I don't have to worry about things. I don't have to think about consequences and all that. That's what they do. And that's why their hatred of us is so deep. And what you have a person by the name of Donald Trump who's willing to go after that. And here's the deal. Trump says, look, I'm flawed. I got wives. I got probably had mistresses. I had all this. I've cheated in order to get a building. I've had to bribe. I've had to file bankruptcy. I've done all of it. And I know the dirt. And the Democrats are like, he's so dirty, but we can't go after him because he's dirty. He's like totally dirty, and he admits being dirty, and he's not ashamed of being dirty. And Trump's like, no. Because, see, that's life. People ask me a lot, Kevin, what's your thought process? I go, look, here's the way I always view life. No matter what I'm going through, somebody's been through it. Many people, millions of people have been through it. And some of them didn't get through it, but many, many of them did. The majority of people got through it. So I can get through it. Doesn't matter what it is. Lost all my money. You know, I was a millionaire, almost a multimillionaire. Kind of was, in a way. But anyway, I lost all my money. And I thought, it was like, oh, God, man, you got to be kidding me. You know? But then I was like, hey, I'm not the first guy that lost all his money. Big deal. Go get some more. You know how to make money. You got out there and do your deal, baby. So I went out and did, you know, started working and working harder and working smarter. And, you know, I'm not telling you I'm back where I'm at, but I'm certainly back on track. I'm not worrying about it. So there's nothing you're going to tell me in your life that doesn't make me go, big deal, get over it. What binds us together, folks, is this. We understand that collectively, we set the stage for what the world is going to be, and we have a basis for it. It's Judeo-Christian basis. It's, I don't know if you're a Christ follower, I am, a very flawed one, but I know the basis of my being. And so in doing that, we understand it's love of country, it's love of people, it's a true tolerance. Don't misunderstand me. I don't like, you know, people living bad lives. I don't like lazy people, but I'll tolerate them. Right? I don't like people. There are many groups of people that I don't like their habits, if you will. I don't dislike them as the person. I dislike their habits. And that's what conservatives have to do a better job of saying, look, I'm not throwing away the person, but I would like to throw away the habit. What binds us together, folks, is our love of country, our love of people, our love of success and wanting people to be better. And Donald Trump, this MAGA thing, make the country great again, I was thinking about policies that do that. So he cut funding to the UN, for example. He removed us from the Paris Climate Accord. He made NATO pay its bills. Just those three things alone, if that's all Donald Trump did, you would go, you know what, I give him a C. He abandoned NAFTA and the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and started negotiating separate trade deals. Did this with China, Japan, North Korea, Mexico, Canada, the EU, all of it just bringing amazing dividends back to America. And you know what the left did? They called it a trade war. They said it wouldn't work. They said it was going to, you know, soybean farmers weren't going to be able to feed themselves and on and on and on. And Trump said, forget you. And what, you haven't heard a single thing about trade, negative thing about trade, probably in a month, 2 months. Nothing significant. Why? Because the trade policy works. What have you heard about NATO? NATO's paying its bills. They're starting to pay their bills. Is the left applauding it? No. What about the? They're never going to quit complaining about the Paris Climate Accord. And in fact, they made climate racist. Did we talk about this the other day? Look at this. There's a USA Today article that says white people create bad air, black and brown people breathe in the bad air. That's what these guys are talking about. UN, has it been effective for us or not? It's supposed to bring peace and harmony to the world. Explain to me how we can have an organization that we started decades ago that was supposed to bring peace and harmony to the world, and there are more wars being fought in the world today than there were when they started the organization. Donald Trump removed climate change nonsense from the federal bureaucracy. He also reduced the amount of bureaucracy, if you will, just to go ahead and use the same word, but bureaucracy involving all these things for our economy, and it's bringing back, estimates are, $2 trillion a year of productivity back to America. $2 trillion a year that Barack Obama put into bureaucracy that the left called job creation stuff. It wasn't job creating things. It was things that was lessening the quality of life of people who had to live under all these new sets of rules and regulations. Donald Trump said he's going to address comprehensive immigration reform, build this wall, illegals, you are no longer going to be able to get into this country the way you were before, blah, 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 and I could go on. He put an end to welfare leeches. So our spending's been spiraling out of control. Most government spending tripled under Obama, who racked up more debt than all other former presidents combined. President Trump puts an end to it. Reversed a costly Obama-era policy that's going to save Americans billions of dollars that requires migrants to show that they are either in work or looking for work to apply for welfare. The Trump administration moved to bring back work requirements for Americans on welfare, reversing the Obama-era policy that encouraged states to apply for waivers that would exempt welfare recipients from needing to prove they were either working or receiving job training. Requiring job training, work rather, or job training was an integral part of the 1996 welfare reform law that Clinton signed. No more free rides. Food stamp program cost $33 billion, had 26 million recipients in 2007. The program under Obama, that seemingly never-ended recession, and at the time, the peak of these people that were on welfare came in 2016 when there were 47.6 million people. Understand this. Over 20 million more people from 2007 to 2013 came on welfare. It cost the taxpayers $80 billion. And Trump says, you know what?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, the left will try to make you believe Donald Trump's unpopular. They'll try to make you believe his policies are unpopular. The same way they'll try to make you believe there was Russian collusion by Trump, that there was no Russian collusion by Hillary Clinton, that Barack Obama was a good president and Donald Trump isn't, that Hillary Clinton would have been a better president than anybody in history, and on and on and on. This is the nonsense we have to put up with on a daily basis, and I'll give you some polling information to back up what I'm talking about. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. So President Trump's job approval, according to Gallup, is 39% approve, 57% disapprove. So there's an 18% disapproval index higher than his approval index. If you believe that, I'm telling you, you are an idiot. There is no way that that's the case. Now, I can tell you, you can skew polls. In fact, I will tell you, it's opposite. Donald Trump's approval is 57% and his disapproval is 39%. That's more likely to be believable to me than the other scenario. Now, I'll tell you this. There was a poll, it wasn't even a month ago, that Donald Trump was at 52% popularity, approval, and suddenly this is flipped because of what? Because of nothing. They have another one here, congressional job approval. Now, this is the one you can probably take to the bank. Disapprove, 66%, approve, 22%. So the president, even if you were to use these polls, he's geometrically more popular than Congress. Oh, boy. I love these numbers, though. I love how they try to convince us that, you know, we're on the right track. I mentioned this 52%. This happened about a month ago, as I said. And I had written a piece where I say Trump wins in the end, and sadly for the losers, Trump winning is not nearly over. He's kicking butt and taking names politically. Everything naysayers try to get him with backfires. And now he's got the poll numbers, which was at 52% at the time. And this was a Rasmussen poll, a 9-point increase over the previous 2 weeks during the time in which that poll was taken. Now, you could say, well, Kevin, maybe there's been a 9-point decrease. Why? Because he's going to implement border protection? Why? Because he had the summit with North Korea where he walked away from the table saying, no, I'm not ready to negotiate. They're not quite ready. Why? Because the Chinese economy's in triage? Why? Because he's got the Russians scurrying back? Why? Because he's got the Iranians trying to figure out how they're going to keep their economy together? Why? Because he's defeating ISIS? Why? Because the job numbers keep going crazy high? You know, in other words, more jobs available than we can fill? Why? Because the stock market is plummeting? No, the stock market has reached another set of all-time highs and is hovering towards that, going through, popping through 26,000 again and going to 27,000. So what? Explain to me what's happened. Despite what the media and their cadre of other leftists has tried, folks, President Trump sticks to his message. He's masterfully done what he said he was going to do. And I want to go take you back to the State of the Union, which showed a temperament that the left never anticipated. Not the first time President Trump achieved 52%. He accomplished it in March of 2017. But what's most interesting about the fact is that, for the most part, Barack Obama's approval slid year over year. Every year, from the beginning to the end, he pretty much slid. And keep in mind, this is with a fake media that's trying to convince us that Barack Obama was the best thing since sliced bread. People fawning over this man. People so invested in Obama, they dare not speak ill of his performance. He fell from 62% approval, as low as 42%, and they said he ended with a 52% approval. But I call serious BS on that poll for all the reasons I just told you. They fawn over the man. For leftists, Obama represented God, and they would never admit he was the worst president in history, and he undoubtedly was. Trump, on the other hand, has steadily risen in polling, entering the White House with something like a 39% approval. And the latest poll shows is Trump has more approval than disapproval, and he's equated to what Obama left office with. And he's rising little by little. So the question is, what are Democrats thinking now? I can only imagine the consternation on their faces, and they look like a chihuahua trying to pass a peach pit, because after 2 years of a witch hunt and calls for impeachment, the only damage Democrats managed to inflict is on themselves. And then we get a report that says Christopher Steele, his transcript says he put together a dossier that probably had wrong and erroneous information, and it's the same dossier used by the FBI that they said was ironclad evidence of Russian collusion, and Mueller is too afraid to issue his report because he knows how bad it's going to look for the Democrats. Oh, but they won the House, right? I know. You naysayers, Kevin, they won the House, man. And who gets more press than the Speaker, huh? Let me give you the answer. A former bartender. Look at what Ocasio-Cortez has talked about over the past bit of time, and all the nincompoops who jumped onto the Green New Deal bandwagon. How long before that train has no passengers? The Green New Deal plan couldn't have worked out better for Republicans if they got the former British spy to author it, fed it to the GOP-funded PR company, who then worked it into the FBI's report to validate it by leaking it to the media so that they could get the FISA courts to let them spy on Trump's campaign. You couldn't have even put a better scenario together. Yet, Ilhan Omar apologizing for controversial tweets about Israel's lobby in the United States. Anti-Semitic tropes is essentially what the Democrats, what this lady is accused of and what the Democrats believe in. What about Virginia? You guys remember blackface? The entirety of the Democrat leadership running from blackface and sexual assault charges? Talk about mud on your face, pardon the pun. Trump's going to have a great 2019, and he will get reelected, and it's easy to understand why. It will be based on his performance. Forget all the other nonsense that people are talking to you about. This man is going to represent. He's going to destroy these people. I talked about all the things that he's done that, believe me, they're not going to get swept under the rug. The UN is no longer going to run our economy. Forget the New World Order. It's been snipped. The umbilical cord is gone. They threw that baby out with Barack Obama, threw the black baby out with the bathwater. No funding to the UN. No more catering to these idiots, these climate control nutcases, climate accord, whatever you want to call it, climate change windbags, pardon the pun on that one. No more of that. We're not spending money on nonsense. NATO is paying its bills. No more trade agreements that don't do any good for America. And how about that wall? So that's what we're talking about, folks. And in the previous segment, I was talking about these welfare leeches. And essentially, what we had is the Democrats putting immigrants before American citizens. And here's a good example. In Arlington, Virginia, the immigrant wife of a successful D.C. lawyer falsified welfare applications repeatedly to receive over $100,000 in benefits. She didn't need the money. Her husband earned a great living. But why not cash in on America that liberalism built? Leftists made it easy for them. And maybe this is why the mother of four, Helen, you can't even pronounce her last name, but I'll try it, Aguaporukawuhu, collected food stamps and Medicaid between 2010 and 2016. This is according to police reports. And during this period, her husband, Fidelis Aguaporukawuhu, earned $1.5 million as a D.C. lawyer. Now, see, this reminds me of the Holly weirdo chicks who have spent millions of dollars getting these people into colleges and universities fraudulently, unleveling the playing field while telling you, hey, we're leftists and we believe in fairness. Tell me these leftists, you can be guaranteed these immigrants are voting for Democrats and playing the system. Police allege that the woman fraudulently obtained public assistance in excess of $100,000 under false pretenses. Some studies estimate 4.7 million Americans receive food stamps who are able-bodied, not elderly, do not have children or dependents. By requiring people to show they are in work or looking for work to receive food stamps, weeds out lazy and fraudulent people tremendously. And this smarter way of handling our system would save Americans $8.4 billion annually. Doesn't sound like much when you're talking about trillion-dollar budgets, but that's the amount of money Trump wants to build his wall. President Trump ran his campaign on protecting the middle class who've been used and abused, paying for programs that promote laziness and fraud. It's sickening to me how leftist policies have made it so easy for the American taxpayer to be raped of your hard-earned money to be given away to people who are perfectly able to work. Bottom line, this is according to the Heritage Foundation, that a work requirement serves as a kind of gatekeeping device. The primary goal is reciprocity, said Rector from the Heritage. He says it's a moral goal in the sense that we want to say is we will give aid to those who need aid, but expect constructive activity in exchange for aid. That's the whole principle. Everything's secondary to that.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.